arms, snaking out from the walls, snaking out and grabbing your neck, your ankles, your thighs. Picture these metal arms like the arms of robots. They reach out, they grab you, they force you to your knees, your legs spread open. And as you open your mouth to scream in shock, you find another metal arm shoots out from the wall, clamping your mouth open, and in a moment, a huge dildo protrudes from the wall, aimed straight at your mouth. And no matter how hard you struggle, no matter how hard you try to turn, it reaches all the way to your mouth. And then it starts pumping you in and out. As it pumps in and out, it starts squirting fluid into your mouth, almost like semen, but thicker, with a different taste. You will have different, strange taste. And this goes on for 5 long minutes. 5 long minutes of this dildo pumping in your mouth. This strange fluid entering your mouth and going down your throat. And at the end of those 5 minutes, the dildo pulls out. And you discover that no matter what you do, you have no legs. You can't scream. You can barely squeak. Something has happened to your voice box and you can't control it. You can't speak at all. And then with the dildo removed, you find these same metal hands massaging, covering an entire body with a gel that seems to burn and sting a little. It has a very heavy chemical smell to it. And wherever the gel touches your skin, you find that your body ends up quite numb. Stings for a moment, and it feels kind of numb. And then, as the water from the shower washes over your body, it washes away all of the chemical, and all of your body hair, all of it, everything, your face down, any facial hair you might have, anything on your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your stomach, your back, your legs, even your crotch. Yes, that's right. Even your pubic hair washes out and goes flowing down the drain. Then those same robot arms begin applying a gel to your chest. It's not the same gel. It has a different smell to it, a different feel to it. It's thicker, stronger. You can't see what's going on because your head is still being held in place. You can feel them. You can feel them as they massage this into your chest. And then you find that as you stare straight ahead, something has been pressed against your chest. A huge weight seems to be there now. A huge, heavy weight you hadn't had there before. That's right. You still can't see it because your face is locked straight ahead. And then a new feeling happens. You can feel an arm reaching out where your crotch is. You feel it there. You feel metal hands moving around your groin, moving around your stomach. And then, moments later, you hear a loud click. The chest belt is clamped around your crotch and balls. Finally, another hand moves to your head and your scalp and begins massaging into your scalp a very sweet smelling, fragrant formula. You can hear it as you feel it as your scalp being massaged. And as your scalp is massaged, you can literally feel your hair stretched out and pulled longer and longer as it gets pulled down your back, all the way to the middle of your back. Sweet smelling, fragrant, completely different than anything you would ever apply to your own hair. Then, all the arms leave except for the ones holding you in place. And finally, almost, you feel something. Something being pressed. Pressed against your ass. You can actually feel the plug. Hard metal slides up your ass. Forced inside of you. Making you yelp. Surprise how a little bit of pain that shows inside of you. You have no idea how long this is going to last, or even how it started. But now, all of the arms release you, and you have a chance to inspect your new body. You know, somehow, that if you need to use a restroom, the plug will find a way out of your wires. That if you need to pee, you will have to sit down. But when you do, the chastity belt will slide off, allowing you to finish the job. So long as you remain sitting, if you try to stand up, it clamps back on with all of its force. And there's something very mechanical and robotic about this, but you cannot control it, and there is no way to remove it. It stays with you all day long. All day long, you remain that way. You find that your mind is riddled with feminine desires. Find that you want need feminine clothing. You find that your hormones are wanting the woman's clothes, wanting to be more feminine. These desires stay with you all day long. And then, when you go to bed that night, you find out making you that morning, everything's been removed and you are back to the way you were. The only lingering effects from what has happened is that you still have some lingering feminine desires. These last for a few days after the physical effects are gone. I know this was a lot to imagine, a lot to picture on your way out, but this is what is going to happen. That's right, all of it. When you do, the clamps, the gel, the loss of hair, the chastity belt, you try to stand up, breasts. By the way, when you look at them, all of it, everything, good C-size, and they're very attractive. You can't even see how they're attached to your body. That's right, you can look at them, don't touch them. Once the shower bot is done with you, until then, they don't exist, and they won't exist when you wake back up from a smile. The next time you shower, you will experience everything. Everything that was described here. You will spend your day feminized by these shower bottles, forced to look like a woman, forced to feel like a woman all day long. You will have no control over it. You will not be able to stop it. It will just simply happen within, and there will be no way to resist it. It is going to happen the next time you shower. Right now, it's going to fade from your mind. It's just a simple memory. But the next time you shower, it will happen. All of it. You will be feminized by the shower bot, and you will remain that way until you cry.